Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm so excited to be back another week here on Biz Radio US. I want to thank all the listeners for downloading the podcast and listening live as we continue to reach more and more streaming platforms. And I just can't believe we've been on the show for a little over a year. And we're in season two, as I'm calling it, of the Veronica's Edwards Show. So let's jump right in. So today's guest is an Asheville native who currently resides in Candler, North Carolina. I have the privilege of working with this guest at our children's school, which is a nonprofit called Asheville Pisgah Christian School. And I have to plug, please Google us, because we have a building fund campaign and we can always use donations towards the building fund. This guest has an amazing story of being a teen mom, owning and exiting a business, dealing with mental health challenges, overcoming cancer before turning 30 years old, and working towards her bachelor's of science in psychology currently, and unapologetically sharing her story to others as a way that she gives back and continues her healing process. I thought this guest would be a great inspiration and motivation to the listeners. So without further ado, I'll let my friend, Ms. Brooke Robertson.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So, Brooke, we always start the show. I like to ask the guest, you know, where are you from? How did you land at a Seventh-day Adventist Christian school, which is very conservative, in Candler, North Carolina? And then we'll, of course, dive into you being a teen mom and cancer and just life in general and businesses and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So, born and raised, born at Mission in the 80s. And lived here my whole life between Hendersonville, Arden, and Asheville, and went to TC for high school, graduated in 2008. I met my husband, who is from Candler, which is how I became involved with the Seventh-day Adventist community.
Hey, Derek. That's my guy. Hey, Derek.
And yeah, that's it. Been here, 12 years in this community?
Wow. And for those that are listening, because we've expanded our show from just Biz Radio Asheville to Biz Radio US. So for those listening, we are in Western North Carolina in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's beautiful here, but it's definitely a change of pace for those that are used to, you know, to a faster city. But I will say Asheville and Candler too is really growing.
It's booming for sure.
And the way 26 is going, maybe we'll have four lanes before we die. But
I mean, they've been working on that since like 2008. So,
yes. Well, Brooke, I so appreciate your openness in general. We talk all the time at work. Yeah. And I appreciate it because a lot of people just don't talk about a lot of things that they go through if it's some shame attached to it. Or embarrassment. Right. And it really isn't. And I just love that you're so unapologetic about your experience. So I definitely want to jump into you being a teen mom. You know, Brooke's daughter, Jada. We love Jada.
Yes.
She's 16 going on 26. and she babysits for us. And she's just beautiful inside and out. But tell us, how being a teen mom, how did that shape you?
We, you know, have literally, I grew up in 9 months. That's what I tell people all the time. I've been an adult longer than I've been a child. I have been a parent longer than I've been an actual adult.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to sit back and think, you know, my whole entire life changed in 9 months.
Yeah.
I had to, you know, become something totally different than every other, you know, quote unquote, normal 16-year-old. So we've grown up together, her and I. We've learned a lot together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know with me just being a mom at 33, you do get a little bit of that postpartum depression and you start feeling like, who am I? So we always ask for different tips and jewels. I'm going to have ask you for so many throughout the show because you've just been through so much. But what kind of guidance would you give for any young moms, teen moms that may be listening that can get discouraged at times and even get depressed? And how do you make it? How do you stay motivated?
So my motivation at the end of the day, I am that person who is, please tell me I can't do something because I'm going to go for it. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it 10 times better than you thought I could and 10 times better than it could be done.
Come on now.
That's always been my motivation. You know, oh, you're not going to make it through high school. I got told in high school to drop out and go to like a reform school or just get my GED. And I was like, no, I'm going to do it. And I did. And I graduated with honors in 2 classes. I worked and I moved out at 17. And held down a job, went to school, and was a mom, all in 1 year.
Wow! So your thing is, I'm going to prove folks wrong, and sometimes you need that, you know. Just when you can't see past what's right in front of you, you know, you just got to take it one day at a time. Because I totally feel that in the business world, everyone's like, why would you leave a 6-figure job with steady income and benefits? Because I'm miserable.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And the opposite with you is like, you have this beautiful little baby that you have to be responsible for. I'm not going to tell her to drop out when things get rough. I'm going to tell her to dig deep. So I love that. And with that, with you becoming independent at such a young age, we always laugh because Brooke's like, yeah, I've done this job. I'm like, Brooke, how many jobs? Brooke's been like a cleaning lady. Brooke's owned a business. Brooke's done hospitality. Now you're working in the school. We mentioned you getting your degree in psychology. We can't wait till Brooke gets that degree. It could be our school counselor.
Yes.
But I would love for you to share, you know, your story about your business, because we have a lot of people on the show where we always talk about the great stuff. Oh, we got a small business. It's doing great. But the reality is a lot of businesses do not succeed, especially when you're so young. So
yeah.
I would love for you to just talk about that. You and your husband started a business some years ago and you had to exit the business, which again, many people do numerous times. Doesn't mean you won't be an entrepreneur again. But yeah, tell us a little bit about your business experience.
So it was a good opportunity, I feel like, at just the wrong time. We had so much going on in our life at that point, but my husband is very much a, I would rather work for myself kind of guy. I don't want to listen to anybody. I'm going to do it my way.
typical entrepreneur. Yeah.
So he says, hey, I got a guy. He wants, you know, he needs flooring people. I would be my own boss. It would be my own business. We would have to do this and this. And then, you know, he would start giving me jobs and my name would be out in the community and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, sounds great. What do you need from me?
Right.
I need you to pay all the bills.
The accounting, the bookkeeping, and the accounting.
I need you to do that. And I need you to, you know, be the scheduler and make sure we're hitting deadlines like we're supposed to, doing this. So I'm like, okay, I got that. I was also working a full-time job. We also had two kids at the time. So I was basically working two full-time jobs. Being a mom is another full-time job. Three full-time jobs, I guess you'd say. And then we had family members, three family members that helped my husband, two cousins, and then my brother. And it was good, and it went good, but it became so much of a stressor to, you know, I wouldn't be paying us. I would be paying them and buying supplies and all the materials needed and putting gas in the trucks and making sure there was coffee in the in the break room.
Yeah, all that stuff that small business owners
all
do.
All the things, yeah. So we wound up having a family member. This is what pulled us out of the business. He dinged a fridge while he was laying floor, and the fridge was more than I could even justify spending on. But basically took everything that we had in savings to replace this fridge for this client, because that's what you do. You mess something up, you fix it.
Yep.
And all of our cushion, everything between that and paying the guys for that week and buying the materials, we were sitting on nothing. Yeah. And I said, I just can't do this anymore. I said, I'm stressed. I'm struggling. I don't know when we're ever going to pay ourselves again. I can't handle it. I can't handle the financial part. I'm looking at the books every day, stressed. And it's just not worth it. We can't do it right now. That was a hard decision.
Oh, yeah. And at that time, Brooke, what were you, like 25?
I was actually younger. So let's see.
I was thinking Bailey's 7. That's what I was backing into. You said you only had the two kids. But yeah, so just
that
23. Itself,
yeah.
Yeah, like that's hard because you're probably not thinking, well, maybe we can get, you know, if we had insurance that can maybe cover it, or I can get a line of credit. Sometimes you're moving so fast with a small business. Of course, in retrospect, we can be like, oh, we could have did this. But I'm glad to hear that you guys knew when to say when. And then if you did pivot again and you start another business, you kind of know, okay, this is what we're not going to do.
Right. And I think that it was a good learning experience to happen so young to the point where we didn't mess up our credit.
Yep.
We kind of went at it with what we had and knew that, and did the self-sacrifice of, I'm not going to get paid because I'm going to make sure my people are going to be paid, you know, but I've got to get, you know, a second job or even a third job to make ends meet at home. I'm glad it happened when it did happen.
Yes.
For the debt ratio, you know, debt to income ratio. So that didn't follow me quite so long. By the time, you know, we kind of pulled out of the business, I think a year later, we had paid everything off and we were squared away and, you know, had no debt afterwards. So that was a huge save on our part, for sure.
Yeah. And I just want to add, because we just recently had a friend to the show, Ebony Sullivan. She's the COO for Family's Electric Business. But she had a business that she had to exit also. And it took her a couple of years to pay back what they owed, because it was it was a local business in Greenville. I think they have it here too, the Hot Dog King. If you ever heard of that, they purchased the Hot Dog King from a family, and they made it a family business too. But it was just so much, and it was hard. But if she would have gave up, she never would have started her consulting business. She never would have started this business now with her family. That's $1 million business. So I'm just speaking it into existence, Brooke, that you guys will have another business in the future.
Yes, ma'am.
But before that, I want to hear about the psychology degree, because before we wrap up, one thing too that stands out to me about you is you're an advocate for mental health. You know, based on your own experiences. And I really admire that about you, because we'll be at work and you'll be like, yeah, I've struggled with this. I am diagnosed as bipolar. I do take medicine when I feel like I need to take medicine. You know, like it makes sense to take it. And it's not this stigma and things that you dealt with that when you were younger, because it was an attaining a degree in psychology to better understand the science behind the mind and behavior. So I would love if you can just share just kind of like what you studied, what you observed, that's very common mental health issues that maybe people don't feel as confident talking about, but that are listening and, you know, that are eager to hear kind of from your perspective, you know, just some of those mental health challenges and what they can do to overcome them.
So I am diagnosed bipolar. I have had several diagnoses off and on since I was 13, 14, you know, been on several different medications my whole entire life, never really found the right fit because I wasn't being honest. Wasn't being honest with my therapist, the psychiatrist, the doctor, myself, or my parents, you know.
Brooke, why do you think we do that? Why do you think we're not honest?
You know, like, why would you trust somebody who you pay money to listen to you, you know, why would you trust them with everything?
And you
don't realize how important it is to get the right diagnosis, to be put on the right medicine. We live in a world of sugarcoat everything, you know, to make it more palatable. And I understand. And there's times where that, you know, applies, but when it comes to your health and your sanity and just your everyday overall well-being, you can't lie about it. You have to be real and raw with it. And that's the only way that you're going to be able to move forward and heal is by being 100% honest with yourself. You know, it took me a while to swallow the fact that, wow, I'm mentally unstable. This isn't just because I'm hormonal or I just had a kid or, you know, I'm a lady dealing with hormones. It's deeper. It goes deeper.
Yep.
And it took me a while for that to be okay with me. 15 years for that to be okay with me.
That's all right. That's all right. You're still here though, right?
Right, right. And it took that one time of being like, all right, let's get real. Let's get honest. Let's put in the work because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of living every day, you know, not sure where I'm going, who's coming, who's going, what personality is going to be here today.
Yep.
What's going to make me angry today or, you know, sad today. So I think the biggest thing that we have to realize is that we have to learn to trust. And that's a hard thing. You have to trust your doctor. You have to feel comfortable with whoever you're bringing this feeling to and trust that they're going to use it the right way to help you.
And I think you hit it on the head too, that we have to be honest with ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm quick to tell everybody else, you know, we all want to tell everybody else what their issue is, but then when it's you, it's like,
I don't want to look at that. You know, we have a little saying in my house, feeling but not dealing. And that is, you know, we are feeling you're feeling these emotions, but you're not dealing with them. And when it comes to dealing with that emotion, you have to look inside.
Yes.
Because you can feel it all day, but until you deal with it, you're not going to heal from it.
Wow. Drop the mic, Brooke.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how we're going to end it. I mean, I hope, you know, we popped Brooke's cherry. This is her first time on radio. So you did amazing. And just we're to the end of the show. And I definitely need to have you back on that we could talk about you're a cancer survivor. We didn't even talk about that. but I just thought it was so key to talk about your mental health journey, your entrepreneurial journey. I'm so proud and honored to be your friend because I know it is to not be able to trust a lot of people. So I don't take that lightly when you told me you would trust me with your life. I'm like, oh my God, you know, like
of course.
It just brings tears to my eyes, but I just want to thank God for you. And I just want you to keep staying encouraged, keep doing what you're doing because you are an inspiration to me and many other people.
Thank you.
And just like that, we're to the end of the show. So I just want to again Thank all the listeners for tuning in. Please come back next week, same time, same place. We're at 10 a.m. now on Wednesdays, and our new site is bizradio.us.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.